Health, education and national security are often at the forefront of the federal election campaign, but next year, religion will also be a key issue. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison is today announcing plans to introduce a Religious Discrimination Act if he wins the next election. It comes as Mr. Morrison officially releases the Ruddock Review into Religious Freedoms. With more on this, I'm joined now by our political reporter, Stephanie Burris. And Stephanie, the government has held on to the content of this review for several months. Much of it's been leaked. What do we know about how the Prime Minister is going to respond to those recommendations?
Sabra, the ABC understands 15 of the 20 recommendations have been accepted by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and the other five, the government will consult with state and territories and law and the Law Reform Commission. As you mentioned there, all of these recommendations were actually leaked in October, so we do know what they are. And one of those is to enact a Religious Discrimination Act to render it essentially unlawful to discriminate on the basis of a person's religious belief or activity. Now, that recommendation the government does want to enforce, and we've heard from the Deputy Leader of the Nationals, Bridget McKenzie, this morning. She's been speaking on RN Breakfast and has outlined why that is necessary.
Discrimination in any form in this country is an anathema to how we view ourselves as Australians, and I think the Fair Go ethos that our entire nation's been built on. And we have an Age Discrimination Act, we have a Sexual Discrimination Act, a Racial Discrimination Act. I think it's appropriate now in the 21st century to ensure that nobody's discriminated against according to their identity.
Now, that's the Deputy Nationals Leader, Bridget McKenzie, speaking there. One of those recommendations is to ensure that students are not discriminated against in religious schools based on their sexuality, Steph. The Prime Minister had promised to change the laws before the end of this year, but that hit a deadlock. Will we see this resolved before the election?
That's a good question, and I don't think anyone can at the moment say yes or no definitely. Bill Shorten, at the end of parliamentary sitting, said that he didn't want it to be an election issue, and he does want to talk this through with the government, because Labor and Liberal are at odds over exactly what changes need to be made to ensure students are protected. They both agree that students shouldn't be discriminated against, but how far the changes in the law go is what is currently being debated. So the government will be announcing today it wants to refer the issue to the Australian Law Reform Commission for review. So this could potentially delay any further debate on it until after the election.
All right. Has there been a response yet from the opposition about how they regard this announcement?
Well, Senior Shadow Minister Mark Butler has been out this morning. Of course, as you would expect, he says he's disappointed the government's taken so long to release the Ruddock Review, because it means the government and, well, the parliament in general hasn't been able to debate these recommendations this year. Labor is open to the Religious Discrimination Act, but Mark Butler did tell RN he's disappointed about this concept of referring any changes to students to the Australian Law Reform Commission.
We're also very opposed to the idea reported this morning that this question, far from being resolved quickly, will be referred to the Law Reform Commission for a report that would, in the ordinary course of things, take at least 12 months. So we'll be pushing when Parliament resumes in February, if indeed it does resume, for our private members' bill, which we think strikes the right balance.
And that's Labor front bencher Mark Butler speaking there on RN. And before that, our political reporter, Stephanie Burris.